Papers Read on AI with Rob, keeping you up to date with the latest research. This reading is brought to you by Mars Race, Stake a Claim on the Red Planet, available on Android and iOS. Formal LLM. Integrating formal language and natural language for controllable LLM-based agents. Authored 2024 by Zeling Li, Wenyue Hua, Hao Wang, He Zhu, Yangfeng Zhang. Formal LLM. Integrating formal language and natural language for controllable LLM-based agents. Abstract. Recent advancements on large language models, LLMs, enable AI agents to automatically generate and execute multi-step plans to solve complex tasks. However, since LLM's content generation process is hardly controllable, current LLM-based agents frequently generate invalid or non-executable plans, which jeopardizes the performance of the generated plans and corrupts users' trust in LLM-based agents. In response, this paper proposes a novel, formal LLM, framework for LLM-based agents by integrating the expressiveness of natural language and the precision of formal language. Specifically, the framework allows human users to express their requirements or constraints for the planning process as an automaton. A stack-based LLM plan generation process is then conducted under the supervision of the automaton to ensure that the generated plan satisfies the constraints, making the planning process controllable. We conduct experiments on both benchmark tasks and practical real-life tasks, and our framework achieves over 50% overall performance increase, which validates the feasibility and effectiveness of employing formal LLM to guide the plan generation of agents, preventing the agents from generating invalid and unsuccessful plans. Further, more controllable LLM-based agents can facilitate the broader utilization of LLM in application scenarios where high validity of planning is essential. The work is open-sourced at https://github.com/agiresearch/formal-llm. 1. Introduction. Numerous applications have emerged with the rapid development of large language models, LLM. One notable application is the LLM-based agent, which is capable of automatically generating and executing multi-step plans to solve complex tasks. While the LLM-based agent exhibits creativity, there is a concern about the potential generation of unreasonable and invalid plans, undermining the effectiveness of agents. For example, generating a plan that attempts to process image data using a tool designed for text can lead to errors. Recent studies have pointed out the challenges of LLM-based agents in developing non-executable plans without sufficient human oversight, Zhe et al. 2023a, Yuan et al. 2024. Addressing these challenges is crucial for improving agent performance, increasing the generation of valid plans, and maintaining user trust. Various attempts have been made to control LLM text generation, such as incorporating hard constraints, Takase and Okazaki, 2019, Carlson et al. 2022, soft constraints, Gu et al. 2022, Liu et al. 2022, or a combination of both, Chen et al. 2024. However, the focus of controlling LLM-based agents emphasizes the validity of plans and tool use over purely text generation. Some recent studies leverage LLM as a parser to extract a chain of tools from the generated texts based on pre-designed prompts, Zhe et al. 2023a, Yuan et al. 2024, yet achieving a satisfactory rate of valid plans remains elusive. To tackle the problems of valid plan generation, we propose a framework named Formal LLM, which integrates the expressiveness of natural language and the precision of formal language, as shown by the toy example in Figure 1. Specifically, to control the LLM-based agent's plan generation, human users construct a context-free grammar, CFG, as the formal language to represent the constraints for the agent. The CFG is then automatically translated into a pushdown automaton, PDA. When LLM conducts planning, it is prompted to follow the state transition defined by the automaton. This is realized by limiting the LLM-based agent's choices at each step to the valid actions defined by the PDA at its current state, which helps to guarantee that the constraint is satisfied in the final generated plan. We choose PDA in this work because some tasks need to be solved by a tree-structured plan rather than a simple chain-structured plan, as shown by the examples in Figure 5, and such tree-structured plans require a PDA to generate. Furthermore, we introduce the backtracking mechanism in the formal LLM to increase the probability of finding valid plans for the agent, which enables the planning process to return to the previous step when a dead end is reached on the automaton. Besides, traditional LLM-based agent fine-tuning techniques such as reinforcement learning from task feedback, RLTF, Zhe et al., 2023A, rely on the rewards from the agent's plan execution to fine-tune the LLM parameters. However, since many invalid plans may be generated, many rewards are actually not informative for LLM-based agent fine-tuning. Our formal LLM approach guarantees that invalid plans are excluded during the agent's plan generation. As a result, our approach helps to increase the amount of valid rewards for LLM fine-tuning, which improves the performance of fine-tuned LLM-based agents. In our experiments, we implement the formal LLM framework across various LLMs, including both open-source and closed-source LLMs. We also test our framework on both benchmark tasks and real-life practical tasks. Specifically, the benchmark tasks involve the LLM-based agent utilizing different tools to solve complex problems through multiple steps. The real-life scenarios encompass daily routines, cooking instructions, and commercial risk management, each imposing specific domain knowledge or common sense constraints. Our findings demonstrate the Formalm's capability to generate reasonable plans. The framework substantially enhances the overall performance on the benchmark tasks by over 50% and can always generate executable plans. In real-life scenarios, we provide qualitative analyses into the improvements brought by the formal LLM framework, affirming its feasibility and effectiveness in rendering the agents more controllable. 2. Related work. 2.1. LLM-based AI agent. An AI agent is an autonomous entity capable of making decisions and executing actions within a specific environment to effectively tackle diverse complex tasks using AI techniques, Zhe et al. 2023b, Wang et al. 2023, Xi et al. 2023. The emergence of large language models, LLMs, exemplified by the GPT series, Radford et al. 2019, Brown et al. 2020, OpenAI, 2023, and the Llama series, Tuvron. Formal LLM. Integrating formal language and natural language for controllable LLM-based agents et al. 2023a. B. has spurred the exploration of LLM-based agents, Zhe et al. 2023a. Huang et al. 2022. These agents utilize LLMs as their central cognitive component or controller, broadening their perceptual and action capabilities through approaches like multimodal perception and tool usage, Schick et al. 2023, Zhe et al. 2023a, Chin et al. 2023. In contrast to pre-LLM era AI agents, LLM-based agents showcase creativity, manifesting in the ability to generate innovative ideas without additional learning, Francis Celli and Musolasi, 2023. Indicating a degree of self-directed exploration and decision-making, Xi et al. 2023. Despite LLM-based agents' application in diverse real-world scenarios such as software development, Li et al. 2023a, Qian et al. 2023, scientific research, Boyko et al. 2023, and system management, Liu et al. 2023. Recent studies have highlighted issues of non-executable plans being generated without adequate human oversight, Zhe et al. 2023a, Yuan et al. 2024. If these plans lack executability, the utility of LLM-based agents in fields that require high validity is compromised, and their unreliability erodes user trust. To address this challenge, we propose integrating natural language and precise automaton during the agent's planning process to enable the controllable generation of valid plans. 2.2. Controllable LLM generation. To the best of our knowledge, there are few works on controllable LLM-based agents, and discussions primarily revolve around controllable LLM text generation. Controlling LLM text generation typically falls into two categories, hard constraints and soft constraints, Chin et al. 2022. Hard constraints involve constraints on the desired text length, designated keywords for the generated text, Takase and Okazaki, 2019, Carlson et al. 2022, and constraint vocabulary space in decoding time, Hemmer et al. 2023, Zhang et al. 2024, 2023, while soft constraints restrict the output based on specific semantics, such as sentiments or topics, Gu et al. 2022, Liu et al. 2022, Li et al. 2020. A recent work, Chen et al. 2024, attempts to integrate both constraints into a unified approach. However, text generation control has disadvantages and problems. First, text generation control could hardly be directly applied to closed-source LLMs due to their need to access the decoding probability, Zhang et al. 2024. Second, controllable LLM-based agents prioritize the validity of plan and tool use over purely text generation. Recent studies on LLM-based agents have noted limited effectiveness when employing text constraint generation on LLM-based agents and have explored using LLMs as a parser to extract planning information from generated texts, Zhe et al. 2023a. Yuan et al. 2024. But relying heavily on the parser LLM's effectiveness may not yield a satisfactory plan valid rate, especially in complex tasks. We propose an automaton-guided LLM-based agent planning to ensure that the generated plans adhere 100% to the constraints. Figure 2. A pushdown automaton, PDA, example. The edge represents the transition function. For example, the edge, A, Z, SZ, from Q0 to Q0 means if the stack top is Z and the next string letter is A, then the PDA remains in Q0 state and the stack top changes from Z to SZ. 3. Preliminary knowledge. 3.1. Context-free grammar. There are many LLM-based agent operating tools that take multiple inputs and produce one output. For example, the tool, Visual Question Answering, receives an image and a text as the inputs and generates a text as the output. The planning involving such tools forms a tree structure, and such tree-structured plans require context-free grammar, CFG, to express the rules. The CFG consists of four components: terminals, symbols unable to be replaced, non-terminals, symbols subject to replacement, start symbol, a unique non-terminal, usually denoted as S, and productions, rules governing symbol substitution. The CFG production follows the format, a right-pointing arrow alpha, 1, where A represents a single non-terminal, and alpha is a string comprising any combination of terminals and non-terminals. A can be replaced by alpha in any situations. EQ. 2, presents a CFG example with two productions, where A, B are terminals, S is the start symbol and the only non-terminal, and epsilon stands for the empty string. From the start symbol, we can use these two productions to generate infinite strings, such as the empty string, ab, and aabb. Take the derivation of aabb as an example. We first apply the second production twice, S right-pointing arrow asb right-pointing arrow aasbb, and then the first production once, aasbb right-pointing arrow aabb. The formal language, context-free language, CFL, contains the set of strings of terminals, which can be derived from S in a certain amount of CFG production steps. 3.2. Pushdown automaton. Every CFG can be transformed into an equivalent nondeterministic pushdown automaton, PDA, with an algorithm, Hopcroft et al. 2001. A PDA is a machine that moves. Formal LLM. Integrating formal language and natural language for controllable LLM-based agents through a series of states based on a given string input, a transition function, and the top element of a stack. The automaton reads the letters in the input sequentially, and if there exists a path leading the machine to an accept state right after consuming the entire string, the input string is considered an accepting word. The set of all accepting words is referred to the CFL accepted by the automaton. Since the PDA process is more intuitive and automated than CFG for guiding the prompting of LLMs, our framework is designed on top of PDA. We use Figure 2 as an example to show how PDA works. This automaton includes a stack alphabet, S, Z, with an initial stack symbol Z, a start state QO, an accept state set, Q2, and a transit function over states. The transit functions are in the form of triplets. For example, the edge, A, Z, SZ, from Q0 to Q0 means that if the stack top is Z and the next letter of the string is A, the PDA remains in Q0 state and the stack top changes from Z to SZ, S is the stack top now. This PDA is equivalent to the CFG in EQ. 2, i.e., every accepting word of this PDA belongs to the CFL defined in EQ. 2. We still use AABB as an example to show the PDA mechanism. Initially, the PDA is at Q0 and the stack only contains Z. We first apply A, Z, SZ, when receiving the first letter A, and the PDA remains in Q0 with the stack as SZ. Then, when consuming the next letter A, we use A, S, SS, and epsilon, S, S, move to Q1 state, and change the stack to SSZ. Next, the PDA remains in Q1 and applies B, S, epsilon, function twice to consume the 2B, S in the input string, and at the same time, the stack transforms from SSZ to Z. Finally, the automaton use, epsilon, z, z, to move to the accept state Q2. Since the machine finishes reading the input string, AABB is an accepting word of this CFL. AABBB is not an accepting word because, after reading AABB, the automaton is at state Q1 with the stack as z, and there is no valid function to consume the final B with Z as the stack top. 4. The formal LLM framework 4.1. Motivation and challenge. Natural language is easily understandable by humans, but it may also lack precision in certain application scenarios. In contrast, formal language is defined in clear mathematical and machine-readable forms, which could be hard to comprehend for human users, but it also possesses great precision. Thus, we aim to effectively integrate the benefits of both natural and formal languages through the pushdown automaton, PDA, for more controllable planning of LLM-based agents in scenarios requiring precise and valid plans. Constructing our formal LLM framework presents non-trivial challenges. The first challenge lies in the potential struggle of the LLM to directly comprehend and process formal language due to the limited CFGOR PDA-related corpus in pre-training data. Hence, natural language prompts are necessary to effectively describe the status of the automaton, bridging the gap between formal and natural language for LLM's planning. Given that the automaton has the potential to generate an infinite number of plans, the second challenge arises because the automaton only ensures the validity and executability of the plans by adhering to defined constraints, but cannot guarantee the performance and optimality of the generated plan. Therefore, leveraging the solid natural language understanding ability of LLM and other methods, such as fine-tuning and backtracking mechanisms, becomes crucial for enhancing the planning performance. 4.2. Formulating constraint to automaton. The overall flow of our framework is presented in Figure 1. We begin by illustrating the process of converting constraints into formal language and automata for benchmark tasks, using the OpenAGI benchmark, Zhe et al. 2023a, as an example, which incorporates a set of domain expert models as tools and lists a series of intricate problems that cannot be addressed with a single tool. These tools are categorized into 6 primary groups according to the input and output modalities, as indicated in Table 3 in the appendix. If the plans for the benchmark tasks generated by the LLM-BASED agent deviate from the expected data format, the execution performance degrades significantly or even results in errors. For instance, consider the colorization tool, which operates on image data as input and output. Given that image data is represented as a 3D tensor, providing a 1D tensor text string as input to colorization could lead to errors, specifically due to incorrect data dimensions. Consequently, the entire plan becomes invalid and cannot be executed. In such cases, natural language may struggle to articulate these constraints precisely and concisely, whereas formal language can express them straightforwardly. We use symbols to represent different elements, T for text and I for image, capital letters A to F for the 6 types of tools, and lowercase letters such as AI element of A or FJ element of F for specific tools, in the order of Table 3. The context-free grammar, CFG, below outlines the constraints on data formats with Polish prefix notation. Where I write pointing arrow AI, CT means I can be replaced by AI or CT. Formal LLM. Integrating formal language and natural language for controllable LLM-based agents because A is an image-to-image tool and C is a text-to image tool. As a result, when A is applied on an image, AI, or C is applied on a text, CT, the result is still an image. Considering a specific task, such as, given blurry grayscale images, how to return the object names in English step by step, we know that the task's inputs are images and the final outputs should be texts. To formalize this, we introduce 2 additional constraints to EQ. 3, i.e., the CFG starts with the symbol T, implying the final text format, and uses the lowercase letter I to represent the input image. The combination of EQ. 3, and EQ. 4, renders the data format constraints of the specific task. For instance, E101IB1I is an accepted word in this formal language, representing a valid plan. Utilize image classification, B1, on the input image to obtain text and apply colorization, A1, on the input image to generate the output image. Then, employ visual question answering, E1, with the text and output image to derive the final text. As mentioned in section 3.2, the CFG can be equivalently converted into a PDA, illustrated in Figure 3. These steps allow us to transform the constraints into automata for subsequent utilization. In certain scenarios, creating an automaton can be more straightforward than formulating a formal language. Section B.4.1 describes a real-life task for daily work planning. The constraints in this case revolve around time, allowing us to represent time as distinct states, as depicted in Figure 4. The automaton initiates the design of an activity that concludes at 20:00, and a valid plan is generated when the automaton reaches 10 o'clock while being in a state where 3 meals have been consumed. This approach involves designing an effective PDA without the need for a CFG. 4.3, Formal LLM Prompts and Planning from Automaton. In section 4.2, we convert the natural language planning constraints into a PDA, where any accepted word represents a valid and executable plan. The reason is that LLM could struggle to directly comprehend or process the CFG due to limited exposure to formal language during pre-training. Hence, we employ natural language prompts for LLM to comprehend the task and generate plans that can be easily read by humans. Simultaneously, we use the PDA to guide the process of generating natural language plans. The automaton initiates the plan generation process from the start state. In situations where multiple viable options are available for the automaton to proceed, a prompt is created to inquire the LLM, as shown in Figure 1. This prompt encompasses a comprehensive task description to mitigate potential forgetting issues of the LLM. Hua et al. 2023. Details about the current progress and feasible choices determined by the PDA. For example, consider the PDA in Figure 3 when it is in state Q1 with the symbol I at the top of the stack. There are three viable transits: epsilon, I, AI, epsilon, I, CT, and I, epsilon. In practice, as non-terminals A and C are promptly replaced by terminals from a 1 tilde operator of 4 and C1, we directly use the tool name, e.g. colorization, instead of the category name, e.g. image in, image out tools, in the prompt. This is because the tool name provides more concrete information for the LLM to comprehend the tool's functionality, enabling the LLM to make informed decisions without influencing the plan's executability. A prompt example is provided in Appendix B.3. Another advantage of employing PDA for LLM-based agent planning is its ability to articulate plans that involve tools with many input single output, e.g., image text pair as input, text as output, assuming the number of inputs of each tool is deterministic. To illustrate, we depict the derivation tree of the string E101IB1I in Figure 5. Treating the tools A1 and B1 as functions, the string is functionally equivalent to T equals E101, I, B1, I. When the PDA finishes the substitution of symbols E and I, it can well know that the stack symbol T is derived from epsilon, T, EIT, and matches the input of tool E1, because they are pushed into the stack at the same time. Consequently, we can readily identify the tools that will operate on this image text data in the subsequent step and incorporate this information in the prompt, enabling the LLM to make more informed decisions. 4.4. Backtracking mechanism and reinforcement learning from task feedback. An accepting word of an automaton can be infinitely long. However, we anticipate that the plan proposed by the LLM BASED agent can be executed within a finite number of steps. Consider the PDA in Figure 2. Any length of the string in the form of ANBN where n is greater than or equal to 0 is an accepting word. Similarly, in planning tasks, tools can be employed multiple times. Formal LLM. Integrating formal language and natural language for controllable LLM-based agents. To address this challenge, we propose to document the automaton's details at each step, encompassing the current state and stack, and the part of the word that has been generated. When the automaton confronts a dead end, indicating no viable next step, we initiate backtracking to the preceding steps until there is an unexplored branch. The backtracking involves retracing the automaton to the prior. 5. Experiments. 5.1. Backbone LLMs. We test our formal LLM framework on both closed-source and open-source LLMs. Closed-source LLMs include GPT 3.5 Turbo, Brown et al., 2020, as a generative pre-trained transformer of OpenAI with a strong ability of various language tasks based on instructions. Claude 2, CLAUDE 2, 2023, as a transformer LLM of Anthropic trained with unsupervised learning and reinforcement learning from human feedback, RLHF. Formal LLM. Integrating formal language and natural language for controllable LLM-based agents. Open-source LLMs include Flan T5 Large, Chung et al., 2022, is an encoder-decoder language model with 770 million parameters, pre-trained by instruction fine-tuning. Vicuña 7B, Chang et al., 2023, as a decoder-only chatbot trained by fine-tuning the Llama model, Tuvron et al., 2023a, with user-shared conversations. Llama 2, Tuvron et al., 2023b, as a successor to the original Llama model. It is a more powerful language model. In this work, we use the 13 billion size model. 5.2, Learning Schema of LLMs. We adopt the following LLM learning schema. Zero-shot learning, 0, directly inputs the prompt to the LLM. Few-shot learning, View presents a set of high-quality demonstrations in the prompt, each consisting of both input and desired output on the target task. Reinforcement learning from task feedback, RLTF, executes a plan and takes its performance as the reward to optimize the LLM through an RL process. Formal LLM, FLLM, as our proposed framework, leveraging automaton to control the LLM's generation. Formal LLM plus RLTF, FLLM plus RLTF, applies our formal LLM framework on top of RLTF, which excludes invalid plans and increases the amount of valid rewards for RLTF. Specifically, we utilize Zero, Few, and FLLM frameworks for closed-source LLMs, as these frameworks do not need to modify the LLM's parameters. Regarding open-source LLMs, we compare RLTF, FLLM and FLLM plus RLTF, given that the RLTF method surpasses Zero and Few, as exhaustively discussed in recent work, Zhe et al., 2023a. 5.3. Experimentation Datasets 5.3.1. BENCHMARKDATASETS. For the benchmark experiment, we utilize the tools and multi-step tasks in the Open Aggie platform, Zhe et al., 2023a. The tools are detailed in Table 3 in the appendix, and the tasks are categorized based on their output type and ground truth label type, task 1, 2, and 3. Then, based on different task types, different metrics are employed to gauge the performance, ClipScore, Hessel et al., 2021. Assessing the similarity between text and image is utilized for text-to-image tasks. BERT score, Zhang et al. 2020, evaluating text generation with BERT, is applied when both data labels and the expected outputs are texts, and VIT score, Wu et al. 2020, gauges the similarity between the image label and image output. Additionally, we construct task X, which is a subset of task 1 union task 2 union task 3 inches that require tree-structured plan rather than chain-structured plan due to the use of many input single output tools, such as visual question answering. Task X is used to test the complex planning ability of our formal LLM framework. The data samples in task X are evaluated using their corresponding metric. Example tasks of each category are illustrated in Table 4 in the appendix, 5.3.2. REL life page RACTICALT asks. We also experiment with real-life planning scenarios, encompassing daily plans, cooking recipes, and risk management, where validity and rationality are crucial. In these scenarios, the concept of tool is generalized to include various types of steps in a plan, such as events, actions, or activities, as they can take diverse forms supporting the execution of the plan. For example, a tool in the daily planning task may be an activity such as taking breakfast. We provide qualitative analyses between the Zero and FLLM learning schema using GPT-4 backbone for practical tasks. We use GPT-4 for the experiment of practical tasks because other LLMs can hardly generate readable plans for these tasks, and we test under Zero and FLLM due to the limited sample size and that these two learning frameworks do not require fine-tuning or accessing to the LLM parameters. 5.4. Experimental analysis. The experiment results on the benchmark tasks are shown in Table 1 and Table 2, referring to the closed-source and open-source LLMs, respectively. Each row stands for a type of task, each column represents the learning schema of an LLM-based agent, and every three columns are the results of the same LLM. For closed-source LLMs, among the three learning schemata without revising the LLM parameter, almost all the best scores under each type of task belong to our FLLM framework. For open-source LLMs, our FLLM without fine-tuning is already better than RLTF, the best schema in the Open Aggie platform, Zhe et al. 2023a, in most cases, except for the VIT score, Task 3, because the Type 3 tasks take the most significant portion of the RLTF's fine-tuning data, and thus RLTF is adequately optimized on these tasks. The performance gain of our FLLM framework comes from the 100% executable plans and supporting tree-structured planning for the difficult tasks in Task X. As a comparison, the best open-source LLM, Llama 213b with RLTF, can only generate 47% executable plans, and the best closed-source LLM, GPT-4 with FewShot, can generate 76% executable plans. Additionally, none of the baselines can handle the Task X, score equals 0.0. Fortunately, due to the increased amounts of valid rewards from the 100% executable plans with our FLLM framework, the FLLM plus RLTF approach enables boosted performance, as demonstrated by its better scores in Table 2. Several potential extensions to our work merit consideration. First, Automating the translation of natural language into formal language for agents could further improve the framework, as designing formal language and automata by domain experts may not be the most efficient approach. Additionally, this work focuses on LLM plan generation based on formal language. However, another important problem to explore in the future is LLM plan verification based on formal language. Furthermore, our framework uses one large automaton to control the whole planning process, while another potential solution is to use multiple small automata, each describing one constraint, and the agent only accesses the corresponding one when needed during plan generation. Thanks for listening to this reading. For the entire paper and more, check out our homepage, papersread.ai.